The IDF says dozens of fighter aircraft took part in the bombing campaign, targeting what they say were Houthi port facilities in Yemen, which were being used to transport Iranian weapons and fuel. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Hezbollah is yet to announce a replacement for its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, who was killed in the southern suburbs of Beirut in an Israeli airstrike on Friday. It's thought now that roughly 1 million people in Lebanon have been displaced since Israel intensified its attacks in recent days on what it says are Hezbollah targets in the country. It comes as the IDF continues to mass tanks and troops on its northern border, with some analysts predicting it could be part of wider preparations for a ground invasion. Trent Murray, Tel Aviv.